Merrimack wins over BU tonight, 2-1 in overtime. Scott Borks with us, the head coach of the Warriors. Scott, before the game, you told us neutral zone you thought would be a real key to the game. You needed to be able to shut them down so that they didn't have a burst of speed, in particular through the neutral zone. It seemed like for most of the game tonight you were able to do that.
Yeah, I thought our worst in doing that tonight was in the first period. But after that, I thought we did it pretty well. They're really a scary team when you let them get into the middle of the rink, and I thought that we denied that pretty well. First period, not so much, but certainly in the second and third.
In the second and third, there were also, oddly enough, times, you know, 3 or 4 minutes here or there where the game would open up, you know, and they had chances. You know, they were able to get up the ice with speed. Then you guys had chances coming back the other way. I had the feeling that wasn't quite the way that you would like the game to go.
No, we don't want to transition. That's not our game. Probably against anyone, but particularly against, you know, a team like BU. Oddly enough, we create some really good chances our own on that. And so our team is, you know, it's not, I don't think it's our A game, but we're not bad at it. And as long as we're getting back after the attack, sometimes we get a little bit too aggressive and maybe get the third and fourth guy up ice and we got to turn it around. But no, we gave up some really great A chances against in that situation, but we also got some. So once the game got more zone to zone, I thought in the third period it was our best period.
And speaking of those chances, oddly enough, it was a chance like that in the overtime. I know that it was a 3-on-3, but still, you had a guy, Kalen Fitzpatrick, was able to get in behind the defense. Zach Bookman finds him and gets the goal. So, you know, being able to open it up or make plays like that actually worked to your advantage in the overtime.
Yeah, it really did. You know, it was a huge faceoff win by Fitzy. The team that wins the faceoff typically is going to have that puck for the next couple of minutes, and we won it, which was big. Allowed us to get on the attack. We got made a change and got Bookie in full flight. And when he's in full flight and that much ice out there, he's going to be tough to defend, and that's what proved to be the winner.
Thought through most of the game, the goaltenders were the stars. Yagora for BU, your goaltender Max Lundgren, both guys played pretty well.
I thought both guys played great. You know, Max, I thought he really fought back after that first one, and obviously he didn't give up another one, but, you know, it was a great answer by him and a couple big saves after it. And then their guy, I thought in the third period, I thought we had the game won a couple of times, and he made big saves. He's very talented, and he's obviously ready for college hockey. You know, I thought he really made the saves right when he needed to as well. Big saves at the end in the last 5 minutes of the game. He's a very talented guy.
Two freshmen get your goals, including the game winner. We talked about Fitzpatrick. He made big plays at both ends of the ice defensively as well, and, you know, played a physical style too, I think, that was really effective. But then your first goal, Nick Pierre, again, you know, speed is you know, really one of his key attributes, and he's able to use that on the power play to get a goal.
Well, I look at that, and there was a time when on the power play with four freshmen and one sophomore, and I think that the development of our freshmen has been really important, and Nick has been a big part of that. But we have other guys who are doing a great job for us too, and, you know, I think that our leadership this year has been good to keep our team focused through some hard times. It's allowed the development of the younger players.
Do you look at a game like this and think, you know, especially it's, you know, 1-1, you get to the end of the third period and think, you know, boy, we had chances, maybe we should have gotten the full 3 points, or then you get to overtime and you get the 2 points anyway. You know, how do you end up looking at a game like this?
Oh, you're disappointed you didn't get three, but it is what it is. You know, it was a really good hockey game. We got better tonight during the game. And we took two and they took one, and we got the W, which we've been trying to get from them for a couple months now. It's disappointing not to get three, but coming out of a game with BU and getting 2 points is big for our team.
And I'm guessing also, especially after last weekend, you weren't able to get any, but the way that the league's been going this year, the way that the league has been so tough, you need to get points every weekend, and so you started off this weekend with a couple.
Yeah, against a great team, and at the end of the day, and this is the best league in college hockey, and there's not a 10th or 9th or 10th or 11th place team. It's a lot of good hockey teams that are going to battle every night, and you got to try to get hot at the right time. And, you know, we're just trying to fight our way to there too, you know. So it will be a struggle the rest of the way, but it was nice to get the W tonight.
All right, thanks, Scott. Congratulations. Best of luck tomorrow night up at UNH.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.